This is Tax FM, fresh, young, and relevant.
How y'all doing? How's the day going along, though? Over there.
It's good.
Is it?
But I suppose it's not a bad thing.
Happy
Friday.
Yeah, man. I mean, what can we say? How y'all coping with COVID?
Look, Warren and I, honestly, we've been working so much. We haven't actually, you know, left the offices or rooms. So we haven't even noticed COVID. You know, basically dealt with company from our bedroom. So, yeah, it hasn't really impacted us too much, I must say.
Interesting.
In terms of the business, obviously, yeah.
So tell us, what is Booked?
So, Booked is an edtech startup that aims to empower people through books. We're an online platform with four central pillars. Our first pillar is certification. We actually certify the knowledge that you have gained through reading. So let me give you a scenario. Sarah and Tom are applying for a junior marketing position. On paper, they're extremely similar, but in reality, Sarah has a consistent reading habit, and she's read 10 of the best marketing books in the world. Now, who do you say should have the edge?
When I look at that, I would say Sarah, because she's more wide read and she's palatable to the ever-changing dynamics of the marketing industry. So Sarah would be the best candidate to be hired by that prospective law firm or prospective industry employer.
I 100% agree. But now the problem is, how does Sarah actually prove she's read those books? And that's actually the first pillar solved.
When you look at an individual who is widely read, they are more adept and apt to the environment in the sense that, let's take for instance, they get to understand concepts when they are brought before them. They widely comprehend the context of, you know, you can hear, like, let's say for instance, if you see someone who's read a lot, the diction, the books that they have read, you know.
Yeah, no, agreed. And the problem is, in reality, you know, Sarah would definitely be, you know, she'd understand the marketing industry much better, but how could she prove quickly in that interview she's read those 10 books? It's really difficult for her to do so. So, and that's essentially what we're trying to solve, is we're actually certifying Sarah for that knowledge so that she can prove it in an interview.
Oh.
Then, just moving on to our second pillar, which are book clubs.
Okay.
So our online book clubs are all about community and people coming together over common interest, a good book. So social learning has actually grown at an exponential rate. People really want to learn alongside others. I mean, humans are naturally social beings. So our book clubs embrace social learning, and we provide a place where people can help one another, which leads to the third pillar, accountability. Now, this is all about, you know, building a sustainable reading habit. Building a reading habit is almost as difficult as building an exercise habit. I'm sure many people can attest to that. But I can promise you that as with exercise, once you've built that habit, you'll never look back. So our accountability key to actually, you know, we track your reading in a dynamic and interactive manner. And we really help you build that habit and become a lifelong learner. And then our fourth and final pillar, enhanced learning. So reading a good book, you know, reading a book is good. Understanding a book, that's truly phenomenal. Now, we don't want you to speed read a book and, you know, only remember 10% of it. We want you to take your time and truly understand what the author is teaching. So our enhanced learning includes note-taking, post-reading questions, graded by an organizational psychologist, Mark, from Stern Energy. And our learning pillar is all about increasing your retention of a book and truly unlocking that next level of learning. So I suppose to summarize, if you love reading or you're looking to get into it, give Booked a visit and see how we can help you with your reading journey.
You know, I'm actually enthralled by the whole four pillars that you've developed in the document. And I'm actually going to take us to the next question. Where did the idea for Booked come from?
So, to be honest, the kindling for the idea is actually frustration. Frustration at how books have, for such a long time, been overlooked as a valid form of education. I mean, when you read, you're learning directly from some of the greatest minds in the world, you see. Anyone can go and create an online course, but not anyone can write a truly phenomenal book. So now we've got the kindling. Now we just need the spark. And that came after a conversation with my aunt. She owns a successful recruitment agency, and I asked her, what do her most successful placements have in common? She immediately told me they were all consistent readers. And that got me thinking, how can those readers prove they read? How can they show that they've actually gained the knowledge from those books? And after that thought, everything else kind of just fell into place.
I like it. I really, really appreciate it. You know what captures my attention is the aspect of frustration. Like it does. Like the writing industry is not appreciated that much globally and also regionally and also locally. We moving over to the next question. How can tax students benefit from using Booked?
I think there are a number of ways, but I would say the most important is future-proofing yourself. Every book you read opens a door for you. Maybe not right now, but at some point in the future it will. And I think such students will greatly benefit from building sustainable reading habits. That's what books can help you do. But not only that, our certification, we provide you with tangible benefits that can help you in your job hunt once you've graduated. So there's a number of benefits, but I'd say those are the two most important.
So Warren and Louis, how do us writers benefit from the services provided by Booked?
Cool. So as we mentioned, Booked has four pillars, right? We've got certification, online book clubs, accountability, and enhanced learning. And I think the rationale is to provide this broad spectrum of features so we could reach as many people as possible, because naturally different readers would use Booked for different reasons, right? But the goal is for Booked to become the biggest one-stop shop for everything reading in the world. And our hope is to instill a culture of reading and ultimately get the world to read more. And what better stage for an author to have to share their life's work on.
So Warren Louis, how can we sign up for Booked?
So I think the easiest is to visit our website, www.booked.app. Create your account there. Obviously, everyone creating an account, we get their first 3 months on us of premium, and that allows you full access to the platform. And then other than that, we'd love it if you'd follow our social media channels at Booked Official. And keep up to date and see what we have in store for the future.
I have Focus. I have Drive. I have Tax FM.
Thank you very much for listening to The Writing Pad. The Writing Pad is a platform for writers, app developers, and creatives who are making airwaves. Stay tuned for more on Tax FM 107.2.